Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
In the writings of the Apostle Paul, there are terms and concepts found no other place in Scripture. It was Paul who talked about the body of Christ and the one new man, and the stewardship or the economy of the mystery. In Colossians 1, verse 25, Paul said that it was given to him to complete or fill up the Word of God. Yet other writings came after his in the New Testament. So in what sense was Paul's ministry a ministry of completion? Well, we'll look at that on today's Life Study of the Bible from Colossians. And joining us in the studio once again is Kerry Robichaux. Kerry, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Today, Kerry, we want to pick up the last half of this verse in which Paul, the apostle, says that it was given him to complete the Word of God. Let me ask you to put on your Bible translator hat for a moment. The last time you and I were together, you told us a little of your background at Living Stream, being part of the translation team for the Recovery Version. I would guess that this verse must present a bit of a challenge to a translator because it's one of those words that's rendered in different ways in various translations. What can you tell us about this word?
Well, you're right, Chris. If you look at the Bible translations, when you come to Colossians 1:25, you will see a wide range of translations of this one word. And in Greek, the word simply means fill. So it is to fill the Word of God. Bible translators, of course, try to understand what Paul meant and in what sense he was filling the Word of God. Our study of the Bible and our study particularly of what the Lord gave Paul to do has indicated to us that really Paul's function was not merely to preach the gospel. He did that and he extended the borders of the gospel throughout the Roman Empire. But really, what do we have from Paul today? Is all of his epistles a full revelation concerning the divine reality. If we didn't have Paul's writings, we really wouldn't have a complete understanding of what God is doing. So our understanding of this particular passage is that Paul's commission from the Lord was not merely to preach the gospel, not merely to minister to the churches, but to actually bring out the full, complete revelation that God had given to him. And in this sense, we say that Paul completed the Word of God. Now, of course, we don't want to diminish everything else that Paul did. He did preach the gospel. He did minister to the churches and build up the churches. But the way he did all of this was with a much fuller and deeper understanding of the divine revelation. He went beyond the other apostles. Because of that, today the Word of God as we know it is completed. And there's no need to add to it. There's no need to augment it. What Paul has left us, you know, in his coordination with the other apostles is now the completed Word of God.
Well, Witness Lee is going to pick up this term in the very first section, Kerry, and we're going to explore this matter of the Word of God being completed in Paul's ministry. Let's join him.
Now we come to see what is the completion of the Word of God. In other words, what is the revelation God gave to Paul? Christ being the mystery of God. The mystery of God means Christ is the embodiment of God. That is the life-giving spirit. This is the mystery of God. Not only the embodiment, but the life-giving spirit. The embodiment of God is carried out by the life-giving spirit. Christ is both. Christ is not only the embodiment of God, but also the life-giving spirit. Christ has to be both. He has to be the very embodiment of God. And he has to be the life-giving spirit to carry out the embodiment of God. You just consider, without being the life-giving spirit, how could Christ be actually the embodiment of God? This could be just a kind of theory, just a kind of empty, vain term. For this term to be realized as a reality, Christ has to be the life-giving spirit. Paul was bold. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He says, now the Lord is that spirit. Which spirit? The spirit that is mentioned in verse 6 of the same chapter. It is the spirit that gives life. In verse 6, it says. Then in verse 17, as a continuation, it says, now the Lord is that spirit. Who had ever told us that the Lord Jesus be with your spirit? Who has ever told us such a clear word? Paul was clear with his teaching. There's no ambiguity. In what? In these two things. In the embodiment of God, in the life-giving spirit.
Carrie, there's a lot to talk about here. The first aspect of Paul completing the Word of God comes from Colossians 2, verse 2, in which he says, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. As the mystery of God, Christ has to be both the embodiment of God and the life-giving spirit. Carrie, as Witness Lee pointed out, if we do a thorough survey of the New Testament, there are a lot of verses that make the connection between Christ and the Spirit. But this is a difficult point. Maybe you could talk about it for a moment.
Well, again, what we're seeing in this program today is Paul completing the Word of God. And a big portion of that completing work is to really make clear to all the believers exactly who Christ is. There's a picture of Christ in the Gospels, but the New Testament doesn't end with the Gospels. The Lord gave Paul the commission to write more, and eventually the epistles complete the picture of who Christ is. Christ is the mystery of God, and that means he is the embodiment of God, and he manifests God to us. However, if you really look carefully in all of Paul's writings, and actually in the Gospels as well, you see a very close connection in the New Testament between Christ and the Spirit. In fact, in many verses, it's clear that Paul identifies Christ with the Spirit and uses the title of Christ interchangeably with the term the Spirit. So in Paul's mind, in his full understanding, in his complete understanding of the mystery of God, Christ, he realized that Christ was the embodiment of God, but even more so, he is the life-giving Spirit today, according to 1 Corinthians 15:45. The reason this is this way is because if Christ were not the Spirit to us, then Christ would simply be the historical Jesus. We don't want our Christ to simply be a historical figure. We want our Christ to be a personal Savior, a personal advocate, a personal presence with us today, and that can only be if he is with us as the Spirit. Paul realized this. Paul was brought into the Christian faith after the days of the earthly life of Jesus, yet Paul had a very full experience and appreciation of Christ. How did he have this? He had this because he knew Christ as the Spirit, and the Spirit made Christ real to him moment by moment. So part of Paul's real job and part of Paul's commission was not merely to show that Christ was the Christ of the Gospels, but to also show that Christ is the Christ of the Spirit. Christ is the life-giving Spirit today. And this is why throughout his writings he identifies Christ with the Spirit, because it is the Spirit who makes Christ real to us. You know, Chris, Christ is a mystery. God is a mystery, Christ is a mystery, and we need the completing work of the Apostle Paul to fully understand exactly who this Christ is.
Carrie, let's pick up this phrase, the mystery, because it's unique in Paul's writing in the New Testament, a couple of places that it appears. But he's got a companion verse, or a couple of verses really, in Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to go on to that in this next section, and you just mentioned that Christ is a mystery. Ephesians 3:3-4 says that by revelation the mystery was made known to me, as I have written previously in brief, by which in reading it you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. We've had the mystery of God, which is Christ. Now we come to the mystery of Christ. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Then you have Ephesians 3. My, this is something too great. Not only Christ being the mystery of God, but also the church being the mystery of Christ. Another mystery. The first mystery is the mystery of God, that is Christ. And the second mystery, the mystery of Christ, that is the church. I tell you, Paul was bold. He dared to use all the terminologies no one has ever used. The body of Christ. Paul was such a person that the Lord can use him to complete his word. He used these terms, the body of Christ, number one. Number two, the fullness of Christ. And number three, the new man. You just tell me, who else had ever told us these terms? And who else would or could have such boldness to use all these revolutionary terms? The body, the fullness, the new man. This is the completion of the word. Do you realize the enemy of God would not tolerate any kind of preaching and teaching concerning Christ as the life-giving spirit, concerning the church as the mystery of Christ? The enemy would not tolerate this. Whenever you minister something of Christ as the life supply, as the life-giving spirit, as the all-inclusive spirit, and the church, I tell you, Satan will do everything to attack it. We do have a kind of form of certain teachings that pass on to us an incomplete revelation. And the subtlety of the enemy is just to cut off, to keep away this completion of the Word of God. And what is the completion? The ministry of the Apostle Paul. The revelation of the Apostle Paul. Our burden is to put out the completion. This is our burden. And this is our stewardship. We are ministering what? We are the completion of the Word of God. What it is? The mystery of God, that is Christ, as the life-giving spirit. And the mystery of Christ, that the church, as his expression. That Christ, the Savior, is the life-giving spirit, imparting the divine life into your being. I hope that you may be burdened to carry out a ministry to complete the Word of God. A lot of gospel preaching, but no completion. A lot of teaching, but no completion. A lot of Christian work, but no completing. A lot of so-called Christian churches, but no completing. No completing of the Word of God. How could God's purpose be fulfilled? And how could the Lord get his bride? And how could he come with his kingdom? Impossible. There's the need of some completion of the divine word.
Carrie, this was a powerful section. You know, there's a lot of people that love the Lord, love his word. But I think, in all honesty, many people never really get beyond the message of the four Gospels in the New Testament in their understanding. And they can preach the gospel, they can lead people to the Lord. But Paul's word in these books, like Colossians and Ephesians, really takes the gospel much further. There's a tremendous need among God's people for this kind of speaking and this level of ministry today. It seems that Witness Lee, following Watchman Nee, was consumed with the same burden to complete the Word of God in his ministry, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so, Chris. I think that both Brother Nee and Witness Lee were aware that Paul had done something much further than simply the message of the four Gospels, that he actually had completed the divine revelation. And as ministers, they didn't want to just pick what they preferred. They really liked to be faithful to the entire revelation. And this is really what we need to be faithful to. Every point of the truth is eternally and divinely wonderful. But if we only have some of the points, then we're not complete. And the real burden of the apostles' ministry, of Paul and the apostles and their work among the believers, is to present every man full grown, not to leave the believers at a halfway state, but to actually bring them on to the full maturity and full understanding of the divine revelation. So a big portion of Paul's writing and his ministry are these two points: the mystery of God, which is Christ, and the mystery of Christ, which is the church. Christ makes God manifest, and Christ is manifested to us as the life-giving Spirit. But beyond this, even, Paul realized that the church is not just a group of gathered believers. It's not just the gathering at Pentecost. That's what it looked like outwardly. But intrinsically, inwardly, spiritually, Paul realized that gathering of the believers is actually the body of Christ. And this is a much deeper realization, and the Lord gave Paul this boldness to write this, to use these new terms to describe the church as the body of Christ. And actually, in doing so, he identified more clearly what the body of Christ is. We need to be open to this kind of ministry from our brother, the Apostle Paul.
He pointed out in a portion of the message we didn't include due to time, but that others had not used terms like this, the body of Christ. And in this section, we did hear him talk about the new man and such things. If you go back even in this century, a few decades previous, not many writers in Christian circles were using these terms. But in the latter half of the 20th century, and I would say somewhat due to the influence maybe of Watchman Nee early on, these terms have now become more prominent. So there does seem to be renewed interest in these aspects, doesn't there?
Yeah, I believe so. And I believe as we move through the centuries of the Christian church, the Spirit is operating to bring the believers on into the complete divine revelation. And I believe at the end of the age where we are now, we are entering into the period of the body of Christ. That's why there's so much discussion in the Christian church today. I think this is wonderful. We need to be completed according to the completing ministry of the Apostle Paul.
Well, we've got just a brief word left from Witness Lee. Let's go back.
The completion of the Word of God, the great mystery of Christ and the church, the full revelation concerning Christ the head, and the full revelation concerning the church, the body. This should be not only impressed within us, the all should be infused into your being. I do hope that this completion of the Word of God may be infused into your being. And you know what is the wrestling today. The wrestling today is not against some heresy, but against a kind of a situation that the Word of God is not completed. Without the church, the preaching of the gospel might be meaningless. That's right. You just preach the gospel without the church, then there's no completion. You preach a lot, you teach a lot, you do a lot, you bring many, many people to the Lord, but where is the completion? There's no completion. And the completion of the Word of God is just to minister Christ as the life-giving Spirit, and to minister the church as the very living expression of Christ on the proper ground in their locality. This is our burden, and this is our ministry, and this is our wrestling And this is our fighting. And this is to complete the Word of God. I hope you, dear ones, may be burdened and may be infused with such a completion of the Word of God.
Kerry, there was a kind of charge in what we just heard. He was charging all of us to pick up this burden for the completion of the Word. This might create another mystery, I'd say, to our listeners, because it's surely one thing for the Apostle Paul to complete the Word, but what does it mean for us to have a portion in such an undertaking?
Well, Chris, when you read this portion of Colossians, Paul says that he struggled, that he was actually struggling to do something here as a minister, and part of his struggle was to complete the Word and to make clear the full boundary of the divine revelation to the believers. And as Brother Lee encouraged us, we shouldn't pick and choose in what we understand and appreciate of the divine truth. We should also struggle to enter into the full revelation and the full situation that is in the Bible. Paul struggled to complete. We have to struggle to be complete. On our side, we can't be satisfied just to have the gospel. We need the gospel. And we can't be satisfied just to have, let's say, the shepherding of the brothers and sisters. We need this. But particularly, we need to be brought into the understanding and the experience of the mystery of God, Christ. That is, Christ as the embodiment of God and Christ as our experiential enjoyment as the life-giving Spirit. And also we need to be brought into this very high and this very wonderful view of the church. I'm just so saddened sometimes that the view of the church today in Christianity is so low. But according to Paul, the church is the body of Christ. It actually is his organic body on the earth today. And all the believers should be helped to live and move as the very expression as members of his body on the earth today. We have to struggle to enter into this, not to complete, as Paul did, but to be complete. That's our job.
Kerry, it struck me very much when he was speaking here about even our gospel preaching. Yes, of course it's needed, but it must be attached to the church. These
right.
two things, really, one is for the other.
Right. In the Christian life, you don't have a bunch of individual items. You have a complete life. So to just preach the gospel without the church, your gospel will not be effective. People will get saved, and that's wonderful. But where will they go? How will they be brought on? You need the proper understanding and expression of the church for those newly saved gospel hearers. Everything in the divine realm is all one continual, wonderful picture.
Kerry, I feel very, very grateful that you're able to join us a few times, and it's been very nice this last week to have you here twice, so I hope you'll come again.
Thanks, Chris. I enjoyed it immensely.
Well, our time is up. I would say the printed life study messages contained in this volume, we've been touching these points in the last days. These are treasures and these are gems, and we would love to have all of you enjoying them as much as we are. We'll continue on our life study of Colossians. For Kerry Robichaux, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening.